The state of Tennessee is bringing special attention this year to the 100th anniversary of the beginning of World War I. A collection of records of the Tennessee soldiers who died has recently been digitized to help family researchers. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Here's an example of having remarkable foresight. Within 2 months of the end of World War I, the state of Tennessee began diligently collecting records from so-called Gold Star families, those that lost sons in the war. Nearly a century later, those mementos were waiting in the state archives when author Judith Morgan came looking for stories of soldiers from Sumner County.
There were photographs. It was heartbreaking. There were letters that had been written to the families. There were the original telegrams, in some cases, that the government had sent the families to notify them that their son had been killed.
Morgan drew from those for a chapter in her book about World War I, which came out in the fall. For the most part, she browsed microfilm inside the state library and archives. Starting now, this Tennessee Gold Star collection is digitized and searchable online by name, county, or branch of service. All told, more than 1,100 Tennessee soldiers are documented. That's about a third of those who perished. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.